Today's agenda, Jesus calls Saul and turns him into the Apostle Paul. Paul preaches at Damascus, Syria. Paul escapes from the Jews. Paul at Jerusalem. Ananias was healed. Dorcas restored to life. Peter's address in Cornelius' house. The Gentiles receive the Holy Spirit. The church at Antioch. Peter delivered from prison miraculously again. And the death of Herod. Acts 9, starting in verse 10. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prays, and has seen a vision of a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many that this man is a dangerous man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here in this city of Damascus, he has authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on your name. But the Lord said unto him, Go your way, for he is a chosen vessel for me. He's to bear my name before the Gentiles and before kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Ananias went his way and entered into the house, putting his hands upon Saul, saying, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared to you in the way as you came, sent me, that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from Saul's eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and he arose and was baptized. And when he had received some food, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ unto them in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Isn't this the one that destroyed them which call on this very name that he preaches? He did this in Jerusalem, and he's come here for that intent, that he might bring them bound to the chief priests? But Saul increased more and more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt there in Damascus, proving that this very Jesus is Christ. And after that many days were gone by, the Jews took counsel to kill Saul, now Paul. But their laying in wait for him was known of Saul, and they watched the gates of the city day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. He essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, and believed not that he was now a disciple. But Barnabas took him in and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken with him, and how he had preached boldly in Damascus in the name of Jesus. And when he was with them, going in and out at Jerusalem, he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus, and he disputed with the Grecians against them. But they went about to slay him as well, which when the brethren found out about, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were all growing and edified, walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. And it came to pass, as Peter passed through all quarters, He came down also to the saints which dwell at Lydia. And there was a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed for 8 years. Aeneas was sick of the palsy, and Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ makes you whole. Arise and make your bed. And he arose immediately, and all them that dwelled at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did constantly. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had cleaned and washed, getting ready for her burial, laid her in an upper chamber. Forasmuch as Lydda was near to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they quickly sent two men to him, desiring that he would come and not delay. Then Peter arose and went with them. And when he had come, they brought him unto the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats and the garments which Dorcas had made while she was alive. But Peter put them all out and kneeled down and prayed, and turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. She opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up, and he gave her his hand, and he lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and the widows, he presented her to them alive. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many came to believe in the Lord because of it. And it came to pass, as he stayed there many days in Joppa, he stayed with one Simon, a tanner. And it was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius. He was a centurion of the band called the Italian Band. He was also a devout man, and one that feared God with all of his household. They gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, of an angel coming to him and saying, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was at first afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Your prayers and alms are come up before God as a memorial. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose name is Peter. He lodges there with one Simon the tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He will tell you what you need to do. And when the angel which spoke unto Cornelius had left, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had told them these things, he sent them to Joppa. The next day, as they went on their journey, he drew near to the city. Peter went up on the upper housetop about the sixth hour to pray. And he became very hungry, and he would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a vision. And he saw heaven open, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as if it had been a great sheet knit together at the four corners and let down to the earth. And inside were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. Then there came a voice, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice said unto him again the second time, What God has cleansed, don't call unclean. This was done three times, and then the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now when Peter doubted in himself what this vision would mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius arrived, and they made inquiry for Simon's house and stood outside at the gate. And they called and asked whether Simon, whose surname was Peter, had lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men seek you. Arise, therefore, and get you down, and go with them, and don't doubt anything, for I have sent them." Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius, and said, "Behold, I am he whom you're looking for. What is the cause wherefore you have come?" And they said, "Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that fears God, and is of good report among the nation of the Jews, warned from God by a holy angel to send for you into his house, and to bear the words that you preach." Then he called them in and lodged them. And on the next day they went together with certain brethren from Joppa accompanying him. And the next day they entered into Caesarea. And Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, fell down at his feet, and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, "Stand up, I'm just a man like you." And as he talked with him, he went in and found that there were many that had come together to be there. And he said unto them, "You know how it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew like me to keep company, or to even come into another person of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore, I came unto you without gainsaying or challenging, as soon as I was sent for. May I inquire, therefore, for what intent you have sent for me?" Cornelius said unto him, "4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, 'Cornelius, your prayer is heard, and your alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call here Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon the tanner that lives by the sea, who, when he comes, he shall speak to you.' Immediately, therefore, he was sent for. 'And you have done well that you are come already. Thank you. Now, therefore, are we all present before God to hear the things you have to say.' Then Peter opened his mouth and said, 'Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that fears God and works righteousness is accepted with him. The word of God, which was sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all, that word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began at Galilee after the baptism which John the Baptist preached. And it is the story of how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he both did in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God has raised up the third day and showed him openly to the people. Not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was foreordained of God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believes in him shall receive forgiveness of sins.'" While Peter spoke these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, and as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. For they heard them speak with other languages and magnify God. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid baptism, that these should not be baptized in water, which have received the Holy Spirit as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they prayed and stayed with them certain days. And the apostles and the brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the Holy Spirit and the word of God. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, You went in to men that were uncircumcised and did eat with them. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it in order unto them, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descend out of the sky, as it were a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even unto me. And upon this I saw what I thought was four-footed beasts of the earth, wild creatures and creeping things and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter, slay and eat. But I said, Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has at any time entered my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven and said, What God has cleansed, do not call common or unclean. And all this was done three separate times. And then all was taken up again into heaven. And behold, immediately there were three men already come unto the house where I was staying, and sent from Caesarea to me. And the Spirit bade me to go with them, doubting nothing. And moreover, these six brothers came with me and entered into the man's house. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, Send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell you the words of God, whereby you and all your house shall be saved. And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them as it had on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Forasmuch then as God has given them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God? And when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, Then that means God has also been given to the Gentiles and granted repentance unto life. Now when they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled so far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to none but the Jews only, and some of the men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which were at that time come to Antioch, spoke unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Then tidings of these things came into the ears of the church which was at Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch. Barnabas, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they should cleave unto the Lord, for he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And so, as a result, much people were added unto the Lord. Then Barnabas decided to leave for Tarsus and seek for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year went by when they were assembled there with the church at Antioch and taught many people. And the disciples were first called Christians right there at Antioch. And in these days came the prophets from Jerusalem and into Antioch. And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be a great famine throughout the entire world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt there in Judea. And this they also did. They sent it unto the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James the brother of John with the sword. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to further take also Peter. This was during the days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And when he had apprehended Peter, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 quaternion of soldiers to keep him, intending after the Passover to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers, and he was bound with 2 chains. And the keepers were there standing beside the door all night long. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon Peter, and a light shined in the prison. And he touched Peter on the side and said, "Rise up quickly." And immediately his chains fell off his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird up yourself and bind on your sandals." And so he did. And he said unto him, "Cast your garment about you and follow me." And they went out together. Peter did not realize what was really happening, but it was all being done by the angel, but he thought it was a vision of some sort, or maybe a dream. When they were past the 1st and 2nd wards, they came into the iron gate that leads to the city, which gate opened directly of its own accord. And they went right through it and passed on through 1 street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, realizing that it was not a dream, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and delivered me out of the hand of Herod. He also delivered me from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." And when he had considered this, he came into the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, and there were many of the brethren gathered there praying. And as he knocked on the door, a damsel came and listened, named Rhoda. And when she knew it was Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for joy, but ran in and told everybody inside how Peter stood outside at the gate. And they said unto her, "You are mad. He's in prison with 2 chains and guards all around him. He couldn't be here." But she constantly affirmed that it was so. And they said, "Well, maybe it's his angel." But Peter kept knocking. And when they had finally opened the door, they saw him and were stunned. But he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Go show these things unto James and to the brethren." And he departed and went into another place. Now as soon as it was daylight, there was no small stir among the soldiers as to what had become of Peter. And when Herod understood this and sought for Peter, and they did not find him, he examined the keepers and then commanded that they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea and stayed there. And Herod was highly displeased with them of Tyre and Sidon. But they came with one accord to him, having made Blastus, the king's chamberlain, their friend, and they desired peace, because their country was nourished by the king's country. And upon a set day Herod, arrayed in his royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made oration to them. And the people gave a shout, saying, "This is the voice of God, not of a man." And immediately the angel of the Lord smote Herod, because he had not given glory to God. And he was immediately eaten of worms and gave up the ghost and died right there. But the word of God grew and multiplied, and Barnabas and Saul returned to Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry. They took with them John, whose surname was Mark.